Okay, so the Tiltul Aliyot that we began to discuss the last couple of days now entered a new phase. The Navi says that the stream that Eliyahu HaNavi was being really relying on, is being supported by, dried up. State in Pasuk, that Vayiva Hashanachal ki lo yoyo geshem boetz. The Baruch Hashem made another whole process now that Eliyahu HaNavi should dafka find himself in a position that he's going to ask for rain. Because let's not forget, Eliyahu HaNavi was the one who made this whole famine, this whole love came because of Eliyahu HaNavi. He was the one that stopped the rain. So the Baruch Hashem now was encouraging Eliyahu HaNavi that he should ask for rain. The very indirect way, the way the Eibishter gets him to ask for rain. Let's read the what's going on in the Pesukim. Vayidvar Hashem Elov Leimo. The Rebbeinu Shem tells Eliyahu HaNavi. Now let's not forget, Hashem is talking to Eliyahu HaNavi anyway. Hashem could just tell him, Eliyahu HaNavi, ask for rain. If Hashem wants Eliyahu HaNavi should ask for rain, so tell him to ask for rain. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't have to beat around the bush. Baruch Hashem can tell him straight out, ask for rain. Yehoshua doesn't do that. Kum lech tzorofoto v'yoshav tosho. He tells him to go to Tzorofas and he should stay there. He said over there, there's an almone. Tzivisi shom isha almone l'chal kalech. So Hashem tells Eliyahu HaNavi, I have over there a woman. That's her job to feed you. Sounds like it was her job. So the Medrash comes on this. Medrash Tanchuma says, "He needs tivisi shamisha amon al chakalecha." This is also found in the Zohar HaKodesh, in Parshas Pekudei. Posach ababe, v'chi on pokud lo kutshibuichu. We don't find that Hashem spoke to this almona. Hashem tells Eliyahu HaNavi, there's a lady, I told her, I commanded her to feed you. We don't see Hashem went to that lady. And if Hashem did, it would be recorded. So listen what the Zohar HaKadosh says. The Zohar says, Elo ad lo yesi la'almo pokir HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'gzeiro dilei le'elo alo oevim ulai itzo l'mev le'mizoyna. You hear Moiridik HaChazal. Chazal, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that when Hashem tells Eliyahu HaNavi, I commanded that woman to feed you, where did he command her? Says the Zohar HaKadosh, before this woman was created, Hashem gave her a mission. So when it says she was commanded, it means this was her mission. This was her mission. Reb Yankiv Zatzal always used to say over the Zohar HaKadosh, he used to say, that a lot of times you find yourself in a tough situation. Tough situation. Sometimes you don't realize that that was your purpose. Your purpose was to overcome that situation. Most people have a tough situation, what do they say? Throw in the hat. Throw in, this is very tough, I'm going to give up in this situation. Rabbi Yankiv said, you have to realize that when a tough situation comes your way, could very well be not only that you can overcome it, which of course you can, because Hashem doesn't send you a nisayon that you can't overcome. Every nisayon Hashem sends you can overcome. But Yankiv said more than that. He said a lot of times that's your purpose of creation. Right? So you have a guy, he has trouble getting, I see this a lot with guys, trouble getting along with his parents. Glad he's a good guy. He's good to his rabbeim, good to his friends. He'll do a favor to anybody in the street. Keep it aveim, he finds very tough. Tough. Doesn't get along with his parents. They drive him crazy. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets involved. The Yetzer Tov gets involved. They're stopping me from learning. Whatever. Everybody builds up reasons why They don't have to honor their parents. See, so a lot of times a guy like that will tell me, Rebbe, listen, I'm a good guy. Glad that my parents have a hard time with. Hashem gave me a tough set of parents to deal with. So l'maisa, so they're going to have to suffer the consequences. Both of us. I have to suffer with them, they're going to have to suffer with me. That's life. So a lot of times I tell a guy, you don't realize, this is your whole mission. The Baruch Hashem put you with these parents. This is your mission now. Hashem sent you into this mission to accomplish this. Zok l'zoy ha'kodesh, this almone. She was a pauper. She didn't have a penny to her name. And now Leonovi comes to her and he says, okay, adopt me. What would a normal person like the almone do? Forget about it. She's a sheikh. How can I adopt you? What's going on? Kol tuv. Or better yet, she would ignore him to begin with, like a lot of people do with Mishulachim. Make believe you didn't see him. Or if you ever notice in Shul, Mishulachim go around, all of a sudden people daven with a lot of kavanah. Mishulach comes in. I say, Ani Eretz Yisrael. And then if the guy just drives you crazy, you go, no! All of a sudden you're so frum. All of a sudden you're so frum. If you want to know what the actually the score was the night before, so you go to the guy next to you, you'll hold your tefillin. All of a sudden the davening is not so holy. But the Meshulach comes. The Almana sensibly would have ignored Elio Anovi. She had no money, she had nothing. She's Nebuchadnezzar living alone with a child she can't afford to feed. Zok the Zoya HaKadosh, that was her tachlis. She was created with the mission to support Elio Anovi. Unbelievable Zoya. Something you should always think about whenever you have a challenge. You should realize it's very possible that this is your tachlis. This is your purpose to overcome this nisayon. Don't think it's a side thing. You're pretty good in most areas, this will have to suffer. It's the gate that they say. Zok the pasuk, Elyonovi comes to the almone. V'hinei sham isha almone mikoshesh ha-seitzim. He doesn't know that this is the one. He's not sure. So Chazal say he tests her out. Rashi brings down the Chazal. Just like Eliezer tested Rivka. He asked her for a drink. So Elyonovi does the same thing. He basically tells her, K'chili mat mayim b'klech v'eshte. Anyway, she immediately goes and gets him water. Instead of ignoring him, instead of telling him she has her own sorrows, she gets him water. So once she passed the test, Elyonovi knew she was the one. So then he asks her for more. He says, give me bread. So here she tells him, listen, this guy, Elyonovi, she didn't know it's Elyonovi. I would do anything for you, but I don't have bread. I have a son. If I give you a piece of bread, he's going to die. Ein li kim loy kaf kemach. All I have is a spoonful of flour. I have nothing. He says, she said, and if I'm not going to give it to you, if I'm not going to give it to my son, li l'bni, for masna. So Elyonovi makes a moifus. He makes a nace. And he ends up telling her the bread will continue to flow. The flour is not going to get consumed. The oil is going to keep on flowing. No problem. The food is coming. Food is coming. No problem. Why does the Eibush have to make this whole dray with miracles, with flour? Just tell Elyonovi, daven for rain. We're not finished yet. Now the kid dies. State in Pasuk, Vayiachad v'omehele. Cholo ben Aisha. So this lady took an Elyonovi into her home. She did him the biggest chesed. Now her kid gets sick. He dies. Lo yinoyis rabbi neshama. That's it. she goes to Elianovi, she tells him, Elianovi, here's the kid. Look what you did. She comes to Elianovi, she says, you killed my kid. That's a serious claim. That's a serious charge. So far, Elianovi asked her for food. And he covered his costs. Because the end, he made all these miracles happen. And the flour kept on going. The oil kept on going. So far, Elianovi only did good for her. Now her kid dies. She goes to Elianovi. She says, you killed my kid. That's not Pasha. That's a pretty serious claim. She already saw he's a Baal Moifes. She already saw he's a miracle maker. Stami, you have to know what she's talking about. And again, this is all happening to get Elianovi to somehow daven for rain. This is a very indirect way of getting that accomplished. First, the Baruch Shem makes nisim with the flour and the oil. Then the Almona's kid dies. I mean, this is crazy what's going on here. This is a whole wild story. So the lady makes the accusation. Listen to the medrash. Now, Elianovi felt the pressure. Here's a lady. She took him into his house. She took care of him. He felt the pressure. He has to do something for her. So basically, Elianovi says, turns to the Baruch Shalom. He says, we got to do Tchiz HaMesim. Tchiz HaMesim is not posh. It's not something you take out of the closet. But Elianovi tells the Baruch Shalom there's no choice. But Baruch Shalom, we need a Tchiz HaMesim. As I state. We need Tchiz HaMesim. That's what he says. Says the Medrash Rabbe, what did the lady say to Elianovi to make him feel like he had to do this? Says the Medrash Rabbe, Loit v'tzofotis omu dovorecho. Loit, Avram's nephew, and the Isha Tzofotis said the same claim. Loit basically said, I got to get away from Avram Avinu. I can't hang out with Avram Avinu. Because Avram is a tzaddik Yisrael. Avram's a tzaddik Yisrael. And if the Eibishter is going to compare me to Avram Avinu, I'm finished. Till I was hanging out with Avram, Loit said, I'm a pretty good guy compared to the people around me. I'm a good guy. But now that what? I'm together with Avraham Avinu, now I look like a jerk. Says the Medrash, that's what Loit said when he said, Imole Tahora. I'm going to run to the mountain. Meaning Loit said, I can't hang out with Avraham Avinu. Because if I hang out with Avraham Avinu, I'm going to look like a jerk. And if Hashem is going to judge me against Avraham Avinu, I'm finished. That was Loit. Says the Medrash, that was the Tzofotis. Actually, Bos Etzli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roye Maisi U'Maisa Anshiri. For Yisi Tzadekes. Achso Shebos Etzli Bos Lahaski Avoni Lohomis Has Bini. Unbelievable Medrash Rabbe. Says the Medrash Rabbe, that the Isha Tzofotis, the Almona, told Elianovi, till you came, I was pretty good. I was a tzaddikus. The Baruch Shem compared me to the people in the neighborhood. I daven shachris min chamarev. My fishchala, I'm a tzaddikus. Now Elianovi lives by me. Compared to you, I'm a jerk. No, Elianovi has no choice. He performs the tchis hameisim. And what does the woman say? Now I know you're a real person. Now you're really a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Obviously, what's the plea? The lady already saw that he was a Yishel Hakim. She saw the miracles he performed. She knew he was a Baal Moifes. So what's new? So now he did Tchiz HaMesim. Okay, it's even more impressive. She already knew he was like an angel. What was new? So couple of psukim ago, she's accusing him of murder, manslaughter. Voluntary manslaughter. She's saying, you came, you caused my son to die. And now, he does a tchias amazim, she goes, oh, you're the real thing. Ato yadati. Now I know you're the real thing. Didn't she already know that? Pella. And Chazal tell us what's the reason why Hashem made this happen. Because he wanted Eliyahu HaNavi to ask for rain. What in the world is going on? It's amazing. We should ask for rain. The whole thing is a Pella. So some learn that Tchias HaMesim is connected to rain. You have to use the Koyach HaTal for Tchias HaMesim. So therefore, it's a practical thing. Eliyahu HaNavi was going to have to ask for rain. But Lamaisa, we don't see that. In the sequence of the events, we don't see that happen. First, Eliyahu HaNavi makes the Tchias HaMesim. We're not asking for it. So I'll tell you what I think we could say. And it's really a hemshich to what we learned in the beginning of the parak. And it'll make everything clear. What's the lady's taina to Eliyahu HaNavi? To me, it seems sounds like a very shvacha taina. Very shvacha time. If you learn 6 hours a day, and you feel you're a big masmid, 6 hours a day, I'm a big masmid. Okay. Then, Rav Yashiv moves into your house for a week. Rav Yashiv wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning. He learns. He goes straight from 3 to 11. And he sleeps 4 hours, and that's it. Other than those 4 hours sleep, he's learning. And he's 91 years old. So now you don't look like a masmid anymore. Now your 6 hours doesn't look so cool. You're not so cool. You're putting in 6 hours. You're the biggest potlin on 2 feet. You have somebody sitting in your house who's 90, who's 101 years old, who's putting in 20 hours a day. Now you're not impressed. Now you're not impressive anymore. So now the apprenticeship gives you a clap. He says, you got Rav Yashiv and you're living in your bedroom here. He's up for 20 hours a day learning. That's a taina, Rav Yashiv. Now you go to Rav Yashiv and say, hey, Rav Yashiv, it's not fair. You're too big of a masmid. It's not fair. Causing me problems. That's a taina? The almona comes telling you, Anovi. She says, you have a taina. She has a tine on him? What kind of tine is that? Eliyahu HaNavi is Eliyahu HaNavi. Like Rav Yashiv is Rav Yashiv, Rav Moshe is Rav Moshe. Yes, of course, if you brought Rav Moshe into your house, it would also be a bizarre. Because Rav Moshe is Rav Moshe. And if you brought the Chavetz Chaim into your house, you'd realize you're not such a tzaddik. That's life. The tine on the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim moves into the house, he has to start talking Lashon Hara, because you talk Lashon Hara. And if Chavetz Chaim doesn't talk Lashon Hara, we go, hey, what's going on here? It's time on the Chavetz Chaim? Time on you? When Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael to have Yiru Shemayim, he says, Mo Hashem Alekech Hashay Limech. What is Hashem asking from you? Kim Li Yiros Hashem Alekech. He's only asking you to have Yiru Shemayim. So the Gemara asks, Yerushamayim milsa zutlusi? Frech the Gemara? What, it's a small thing to have Yerushamayim? Is that a small thing? So the Gemara says, yes! Legabi Moshe milsa zutlusi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. So everybody asks, what kind of tiny is that? So for Moshe, it's a small thing. Moshe is talking to us. There's many, many answers given. One of the answers is said, B'shem Reb Chaim Valozhin. He said, if you're sitting next to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's easy to have Yiru Shamayim. If you're sitting next to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's easy to have Yiru Shamayim. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. I believe that if you moved into the Chavetz Chaim's house in Raden, you're not talking Lashon Hara. While you're by the Chavetz Chaim, you're not talking Lashon Hara. You're not talking Lashon Hara. Why? Because if you're living by the Chavetz Chaim in Raden, it's easy not to talk Lashon Hara. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. In this generation, the Dor Dei are living with Moshe Rabbeinu. Not a big deal to have Yiru Shamayim. No. And if you don't have Yiru Shamayim in the Dor of Moshe Rabbeinu, Who's a taina on? Moshe Rabbeinu? Who's a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu? The taina is on you. So how could the Isha Tzufotis come to Eliyahu HaNavi and say, a taina, Boso Eli Lahazkir Avoini? You're coming here to remind Hashem of my sin. What do you mean? Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is supposed to lower his standard. What do you want? He should get an iPod now because he moved in by you? No, Eliyahu HaNavi stays Eliyahu HaNavi. You got to take care of what you have to take care of. Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't change his standards. What's the time that I'm going to add? And in what way would this make Eliyahu HaNavi ask for rain? Okay, we'll have to leave this for tomorrow.